In May 2019, Rocky Mountain Resources, which wants to expand the Mid-Continent Limestone Quarry north of Glenwood Springs, sued the Garfield County Commissioners in state and federal court instead of correcting county permit violations. Now that the suit has been stayed in federal court, litigation is moving forward in state court, and the city of Glenwood Springs recently filed as an intervener in the case.
The lawsuit itself of great interest to us and makes us an appropriate party to be part of the lawsuit.
Carl Hanlon is general counsel for the city of Glenwood Springs. His firm, Carp New Hanlon, is representing the city in the state case.
So really we're asking the court to allow us to join into the lawsuit to represent those interests.
RMR does not have to get a permit from the city to operate the quarry, but Hanlon says the city's interests include what happens after the rock is mined.
Obviously, they have to move their materials through the city of Glenwood Springs. The economic, the social, the environmental being one of the big ones, impacts of how that happens is something that the city can and will be regulating.
Hanlon adds that the city was a referral agency on RMR's original special use permit.
And as it's moved forward, it's within our 3-mile planning area. So we do have an interest in what's going on there and obviously have always worked closely with the county as to how those things happen, because the only road out from the mine that you can really use on a commercial basis comes through the city of Glenwood Springs.
But the city can't just ban RMR from using city roads. First of all, the city has no permitting process for heavy truck traffic that crosses town. And, says Hanlon, haul routes and road use permits have to be fair.
And this could apply equally to this mining operation as it could to, say, oil and gas or timber development up 4 Mile, as we're spending $20 million on, you know, the south end of Glenwood right now. We need to take actions that we can make sure that we can protect those investments that we're making with taxpayer dollars.
The lawsuit also calls into question Garfield County's regulatory authority of the quarry, since the Bureau of Land Management, a federal agency, also regulates the site. Jeff Peterson, executive director of the Glenwood Springs Citizens Alliance, also fighting the expansion, says the outcome could be devastating for communities around the country.
You know, my interpretation of what RMR is saying is that the local communities and state, county, and municipalities, in a broad sense, don't have any control on what happens on the federal lands outside of the municipality's boundaries or outside of county-controlled land.
Carl Hanlon agrees.
And that's really at the core of this, is really that idea of we as a local government have some interests that have always been recognized that we could regulate, particularly in the environmental realm. And this lawsuit seeks to take that away.
Hanlon doesn't know if the outcome of the case would set a precedent in Colorado.
But it really is pushing the envelope of limiting local control and local input on issues that under federal law as well as state law have long been within the purview of a local jurisdiction to regulate. In this particular suit, if they were successful, obviously the notice of violation would go away, as well as potentially really limiting the county's ability to regulate them. So there could be ultimately a very negative outcome for any local jurisdiction.
The Glenwood Springs Citizens Alliance has not yet signed on to the state lawsuit, but Peterson applauds the city's position.
We're really glad to see our local officials engaging with Garfield County and working together in unison to bring a strong and unified voice on behalf of our community.
For KDNK News, I'm Amy Haddon Marsh.